Peace to brothers and sisters.
让我share 一下我的 screen。
I'm going to share my screen.
大家看得见吗？
Everybody can see?
之前给他。可以吗？
I'm good. Everybody good?
看到。这个对我来说很 challenge 啊，
It's a challenge to me.
因为我这样给你们看到，我看不到任何的东西，我只能看到这个东西，我只能跟这个，跟这个空讲一样，有点坐难啊，我看这样能不能好一点。
It's a little bit weird that I don't see anyone else or the screen, but I'm just trying my best.
等一下，我看一下，这样你们可以看得见吗？
Are you able to see?
我们可以看见。
看得见啊，好，我还需要看怎么看你们。
I'll try to see if I can see you guys.
对不起啊，让大家久等一下。
Thanks for your patience.
云飞弟兄，如果你有两个屏幕，你可以开两个页面应该。
对，我是没有，因为只有一个，这样子可以吗？让你看不看得清楚？
我可以看见。
可以啊，
The slide is only half a screen.
因为我希望能够至少看到你们一点点，我这样好了，我把淘宝打开，我看着淘宝。OK，好，我们一起祷告一下。
Let's have prayer.
天的主，我们谦卑来到主你自己的面前。
Dear Lord, we come before you.
主耶稣，这是在这样。特别的时刻，主啊，我们的心要完全的归向你。
Lord Jesus, in this special time, our hearts come to you.
主啊，这是一下子这大半年就过去了。
Almost the half a year has passed.
主啊，这是马上就要开学，这群大学生就要去上课
And the school is going to start, the college student going to school.
了。整个全世界，整个全美国都在讲。如何重新打开公司、打开商店、打开餐馆、打开学校？
The whole America are discussing how to restart the business, restart restaurant and schools.
在这样的光景中，你的儿女们也不知道什么是最好。
In this situation, even your children do not know what is best.
但是主啊，真是巴不得你用到今天的早晨的时间，
But we ask you to use this morning time
就是你为我们开门。
that you open the door for us.
你说凡叩门的就给他开。
You said whoever knocked will get the door open.
主啊，真是我们在你面前叩门。
We come to you and knock on the door.
主啊，就请你把天上的门向我们打开。
Please open the heavenly door for us.
主啊，真是我们也求你开我们的眼睛，
And please also open our eyes
让我们看到你就站在门外。
so that we can see that you are standing outside.
主啊，让我们也不要把我们的门向你关起来。
And tell us not to close the door on you.
就是今天早晨这么短的时间，
Just
就是
this morning is such a short time.
主啊，求你就是打开我们的门，
Lord, please open our door.
让我们的心门完全向你打开。
So that our heart is totally open to you.
就像你说的，凡耳有耳的就当听。
Just as you said, those with ears shall hear.
主啊，就求你的灵开启我们，
And may your spirit open us
开启我们这个迟钝的耳朵。
to open our slow ear hearing.
开启我们这个迟钝的心，
And open our slow heart.
开启我们这个软弱的生命。
And open our life, which is weak.
让我们重新被你得着，重新被你充满，重新被建造。
So that we can be filled with you again and be established by you again.
你给我们机会，让我们在主面前重新做一个选择。
You give us this chance so that we can pick and choose again.
就是选择你自己。
so that we can pick you.
感谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thanks the Lord in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
今天我讲的题目叫对代祷勇士的呼召。
Today I want to share with you about a calling for intercessors.
这个代祷勇士上面有个两个小字，一个是奴仆，一个是守门人。
So brave intercessors, I refer them to as slaves and doorkeepers.
所以这个奴仆他是一个守门的奴仆。
This slave has a job as a doorkeeper.
这个守门的奴仆他一个很重要的职责就是代祷。
And the doorkeepers has this important duty as being intercessors.
在我们基督徒的生活中，我想有很多实际的东西。
I believe as Christians, you have a lot of practical matters to deal with.
今天我讲三点。
I want to point out three of them.
第一个就是我们不能侍奉两个主。
The first point is we cannot serve two masters.
第二个，这个代祷，这个守门人有个特殊的奖赏。
And the second point is that there is a special reward to the doorkeepers.
第三个，在我们基督生活中，祷告或者代求、代祷，这是我们每天或者是很必要的，在我们的生活的里面。
And the third point is being the intercessors is a daily duty for us.
特别在神的国度里面，在神的家里面。
Especially in the house of the Lord and in the kingdom of the Lord.
他需要兴起更多的代祷的勇士。
He wants to rise up more of these intercessors.
可以说可以兴起更多在代祷这些事情上服侍他的仆人们。
And rise up more of the servants who can take the duty as intercessors.
我们感谢主上周的祷告聚会。
And thanks the Lord last week in our prayer meeting.
在网络上我们大概分了九组。
And we have about nine groups of brothers.
是从那个三月份我们开始在家里一直到现在最多的一次。
Starting from March that we have this online prayer meeting, and last week was the most biggest group.
开始大概五六组。
In the beginning, we have about 5 to 6 groups.
后来很快就到八组。
And then we increased to 8 groups.
上周是九组。
Last week we had 9 groups.
大概在线的大概有33个在线的。
We have about 33 online.
对，那个不止33个人，因为有的人是夫妻两个一同在线。
But there are more than 33 people because each online might have 2 to 3 people.
我想这件事情对每个弟兄姊妹是很在意的。
I believe every brother and sister should care about this.
所以我今天的信息不是对大家的提醒。
So today I'm not just reminding everybody.
而是对大家的一个共鸣。
But an encouragement to everybody.
一个共鸣，一个 echo 或者是 concur with everyone.
As trying to have an echo with everyone.
第一个我想我们要注意的一点，我们自己的身份。
First, we should pay attention to who we are.
如果我问弟兄姊妹，或者问特别是年轻的弟兄姊妹，你的身份是什么？
So if we ask the younger than brothers and sisters, what is your status?
你可能我说我是像陶伯伯、陶奶奶、子伯父伯母。
Some might say, I'm Uncle Bo, I'm Sister Bo.
那这个不是伯父伯母，伯父陶伯伯，不是 Uncle 陶。
Uncle 陶。
那个，那我们在教会里尊称他可以叫陶爷爷。
And we might even call him Grandpa Tao.
但是呢，我们也可以叫他陶弟兄。
Or Brother Tao.
他叫陶弟兄，我们虽然年纪比我们大很多，他也不会觉得我们没大没小。
Even though he's much older than us, but he would not treat us as impolite.
那在我们在世上，我们也有很多的职称。
So we have a lot of different status in the world.
你可以是学生，可以是一个职员，可以是一个经理。
You can be a student, a manager, or a employee.
可以说你可以像 Tracy 是房地产代理商。
Or as me, Tracy, I'm a realtor.
对，那但是呢，除了给我们这些很多的称呼之外，
So the world allows us a lot of different titles.
那我们还有另外一个特别的称呼。
But we have a different title, special
如果
title.
你读圣经的话，
As you read the Bible,
现在我们周五在读启示录，
we are reading the book of Revelation on Friday.
前段时间在读犹大书，约翰一二书，
And
又读罗马书。
earlier, we have read a book of Romans, book of John 1, 2, 3, and book of Judah.
你看，所有他的使徒对自己的称呼是什么呢？
All the disciples, how do they call themselves?
他说：“我基督的奴仆某
They
某。
all call themselves as the slave of the Christ, so and so.
”因为现在我们在一个自由的时代，
As we are in this free world,
那奴隶制已经废除了，
slavery has disappeared.
至少在一些发达的国家中已经不再存在了。
At least in the developed country, slavery doesn't exist anymore.
在这种情况下，我们认同自己说我是一个奴仆，是一个很艰难的事情。
Under this environment, it is hard for us to call ourselves as slaves anymore.
对，但是呢，我们在圣经上讲的很清楚，
But in the Bible, it's clear to say,
他说我们没有一个是自由的人。
We are none of us is a free man.
从前我们是在罪的奴役之下，
Before we were slaves under sin.
那被主释放之后呢，神让我们做义的奴仆。
After we are delivered by the Lord, we are slaves of righteousness.
在马太福音这里讲说，耶稣说的说，一人不能侍奉两个主，你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
In the book of Matthew, it says that no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and wealth at the same time.
这里讲到侍奉这个词，
I talk about serve.
那我下面打下就是，屈服于或者做他的奴隶。
So I have a further explanation as serve mean also means slavery and submit to.
不是 slavery，是 slave 或 submit，slave。
Being slave and submit to.
那另外一个词，我们经常读不清楚或者读错的，
There is one term that we always say it wrong.
就是不能。
That is unable to.
常常我们会觉得，是我们不可能。
Sometimes we say it's not possible.
或者是我们不愿意。
Or we are unwilling.
或者我们不应该，
Or we should not.
但是这个词在这里并不是这个意思。
But this term in this verse is not the same meaning.
他说你没有这个词的意思是能力、能量的意思。
And this word in this phrase means you have the power or the energy.
比如说我们常常这个大家都很熟悉的圣经。
There is a familiar verse that we know.
他说：“福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
It says the gospel is the power of God to save everyone who is willing to believe.
”这个能跟这里的不能是一个词。
And that word can is the same meaning over here, can.
它的词根从就是词根是就是动力这个词根。
And the word has the same root as motivation.
No, dynamic，
Dynamic.
yeah，或者是炸药那个 dynamo 那个一个词根。
Has the same root related to dynamite, explosive?
correct，对的。那这是一个词根。他说这里在，如果我们知道这个意思，我们再读这句话。
If we understand the root meaning, then and then again we read the same sentence.
他不是说一个人不应该或者不可能，侍奉两个主。
It's not saying that no one shall serve two master.
而是在说你一个人没有能力做两个主的 奴仆。
But instead, it means that no one is capable to serve two masters.
也没有这个冲劲，没有这个动力，你来侍奉两个主。
And you have no dynamic, no motivation to serve two masters.
你没有能力同时侍奉神，又同时侍奉马门。
And you are unable to serve two masters, serving God and wealth.
你发觉这是不是每个弟兄姊妹现在在世上，这个挣扎的事情？
Do you see that this is something that every brothers and sisters are struggling in the world?
好像是我们面对这两个，要求。我们没有能力成全两个要求。
It's like we are being required in two standards, but we are not able to meet both.
我们没有时间，没有精力。
We don't have the time, we don't have the energy.
我们把一切都消耗在这样的挣扎的里。
We spend all our energy on the struggling among the two.
所以在这里，耶稣让我们做一个选择。
So Jesus here let us pick and choose.
当然是我们要选择全心全意全力的侍奉我们的主。
That we have to choose our, with our whole heart, whole mind, and whole body to serve our Lord.
第二个，这里这个 wealth, 这里的这个马门或者是钱财。
So the second master referred to wealth.
这里讲他虽然是我们说义或者是罪。
We referred about righteousness and sin.
这里的 wealth 并不是罪，
and the wealth does not mean sin，
而是不义，
but unrighteousness。
跟义来比，它是不义的。
Compare with righteousness, this is unrighteousness。
跟圣来比，它是熟的，跟它熟的。
Compare with raw, this is cooked。
I'm sorry, holy and profane。
Compare with holy, this is profane。
Yeah， 那。这里面你知道罪和义我们比较容易分别。
It's easier for us to compare sin and righteousness.
但是不义跟义我们很难分别。
But sometimes it's hard for us to distinguish between righteousness and unrighteousness.
所以我们需要圣灵帮助我们。
So we need the help from Holy Spirit.
让我们可以有这样的心能够把它分开。
So that we have this heart willing to separate them.
而且放弃一个完全的追求那个圣的。
And willing to give up totally on the unrighteousness.
What? Gave in the totally on the unrighteousness and gave to the righteousness. 好，那我用一个旧约的例子。
And I will use an example from the Old Testament.
那我先用这一页我先用中文读一下，之后我请 Tracy 用英文读。
I'm going to read it in Chinese first.
好，我们好，我这样子。罗伯安的国坚立，他强盛的时候就离开耶和华的律法，以色列人也都随从他。
When the kingdom of Rehoboam was established and strong, he and all Israel with him forsook the law of the Lord.
罗伯安第五年，埃及王示撒上来攻打耶路撒冷，因为王和民得罪了耶和华。
And it came about in King Rehoboam's fifth year, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem.
耶和华如此说：你们离弃了我，使我所以我使你落在示撒手中。于是王和以色列的众首领都自卑，说耶和华是公义。
Thus saith the Lord, You have forsaken me, so I also have forsaken you to Shishak. So the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves and said, The Lord is righteous.
罗伯安是一个在所罗门王后的一个王。
Rehoboam is the king after Solomon.
那时候南国跟北国已经分开。
And Israelite has been, was divided into north and south at that time.
对，这个以色列国在耶罗伯安的掌管之下。
And Israel is under the ruling of Rehoboam.
好，耶罗伯安就是前面加一个 J-E, 跟他一样的。
Jeroboam.
Yeah. 那后来这个罗伯安呢是管犹大国。
And Rehoboam is ruling Israel.
在他前5年的时候，他遵行耶和华的律法。
The first 5 years, he followed the law of the Lord.
他把他的军事、经济、敬拜都建造起来。
He built up his economy and worship and worshiping the Lord.
Yeah, 那他也继续他从前在他的祖辈们在主面前那个敬拜的那个光景。
And he returned the Israelites to the previous worship status.
那他慢慢的也同样的强大。
And he gradually gets strong.
虽然他两国是分开的，
Even though the country was divided into two,
但是本来力量他只有就1/6的力量。
he had only 1/6 of the power.
但是呢，他的国家是很坚强的。
But his kingdom is strong.
但是他第五年的时候，他慢慢的开始因为骄傲的缘故，就离开了耶和华的律法。
But because of his pride, he left the Lord, starting the 5th year.
不光是他自己离开，就是这以色列人也随着他离开。
Not only he left the Lord, but he also led his people leaving the Lord.
他们就得罪了耶和华。
And they offended the Lord.
这时候，埃及王就上来攻打耶路撒冷，
And at this time, King of Egypt came up against Jerusalem.
并且攻取，
And captured, defeated Jerusalem.
并且进入耶和华的圣殿，
Entered into the temple of God.
把所罗门当时造的500个金的盾牌拿走。
And took away the 500 golden shield.
这时候，他们在主面前认罪悔改。
At this time, they repented before the Lord.
他们知道自己离弃了主，就离弃了咱们最大的保护。
They knew that they forsaken the Lord who gave them the best protection.
他们再一次悔改归向主，就是耶和华是公义。
As they repented and returned back to the Lord and realized the Lord is righteous.
我们再读，
And let's continue to read.
耶和华见他们自卑，耶和华的话就临到示玛雅说，这是他的一个先知，他们既然自卑，我不必灭绝他们，必使他们略得拯救，我不借着撒的手将我的怒气倒在耶路撒冷，然而他们必做示撒的仆人，好叫我们知道服侍我与服侍外邦人有何分别。
When the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, and the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, so I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some measure of deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by means of Shishak, but they will become his slaves, so that they may learn the difference between my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries.
我们再读最后一遍，就是最下面的。然而，好叫他们知道服侍我与服侍外邦人有何分别。
And the last sentence, they will become his slaves so that they may learn the difference between my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries.
我中文再读一遍，Tracy，你不用翻，因为你已经翻过了。就知道做我的奴仆和做外邦的奴仆有何分别？那我想在这里面是一个十分可笑的事情。
There is a mocking thing in this
在那
sentence.
时候，他们已经在牛奶与蜜之地。
They are already in the land flowing with milk
他们
and
离
honey.
开了埃及那个为奴之地。
And they left the Egypt, which were a slavery to them.
经过几百年的时间，
After a few hundred years,
经过大卫，经过所罗门，
through the time of David and Solomon,
甚至罗伯安，
and even Rehoboam,
让这个国度被建立起来。
to build up this kingdom.
他们在牛奶与蜜之地过一个荣耀敬拜神的生活。
That they can have this glorious time to worship the Lord in the land filled with honey and milk.
但是因着他们的骄傲，
But because of their pride.
这个世界的王就是埃及王的代表。
the kingdom of the king of the kingdoms of the world is represented by Egypt.
来到了这个牛奶鱼蜜之地,
came to this land flow with honey and milk.
让这群神所拣选的子民,
so that all these chosen people of the God,
在一个牛奶鱼蜜之地做奴隶,
that they become slave again in this land of flowing, land flowing with milk and honey.
虽然神没有把他的怒气完全毁掉耶路撒冷,
even though Lord's wrath did not completely pour out on Jerusalem,
但是这个教训是深的,
but this lesson is deep.
在他们福地做奴隶,
that they are in their land, they are being slave in their own land.
In the blessed land.
And they are being slave in their blessed land.
弟兄姊妹, 这是不是 我们很多基督徒的一个光景,
is this the same situation for a lot of us?
我们得蒙拯救,
we received salvation.
得蒙祝福,
we received blessings.
得蒙应许,
we received promises.
但是我们在这应许的地位上,
but as we are being promised with so many things,
做奴隶,
we are being slave.
不是义的奴隶,
not slave of righteousness,
而是不义的奴隶,
but slave of unrighteousness.
所以耶稣在这里说,
therefore Jesus said,
你们不能做神的奴隶,
you cannot be the slave of God.
你们没有能力做神的奴隶,
you don't have the power to become the slave of God.
也没有同时做这个世界的奴隶,
but at the same time, you cannot be the slave of this world.
有的时候神会教训我们,
God gave us lessons,
就像教训以色列人一样,
like giving lessons to the Israelite,
让我们知道什么是做世界的奴隶, 跟做神的奴隶的区别,
so that we can tell the difference between being slave of God and slave of the world.
这个世界是不断地在侵蚀教会,
this world continue to corrupt church.
他用各种的方法来侵蚀,
it used many different ways.
你是跑是跑不掉,
you cannot evade from it.
他用他的威吓,
it used it frightened us.
他用腐化,
it corrupt us.
他用各样的诱惑,
it tempted us.
甚至渗透,
it invade in, it blend with us.
Yeah, 甚至 这个 penetrate 就是刺透,
it penetrate with us,
甚至把我们击倒,
and defeat us,
甚至把我们占有,
and to occupy us.
还用, 它是不会停的,
it will not stop.
如果我们不警醒, 不小心,
if we are not alerted and not careful,
一定被它做成, 做成它的奴隶,
we will become slave of the world.
那教会当有的立场是什么?
And what is the standpoint for church?
弟兄姊妹, 你们当有的, 我们当有的立场是什么?
Brothers and sisters, where should we stand?
因为这个世界就在我们的周围,
because we are surrounded by the world.
就像最近我家里也是有很多的麻烦,
just like myself at home, I have a lot of troubles recently.
那最近我们家冰箱就漏水,
my refrigerator leak recently.
就星期四的时候,
it was just last Thursday.
那把清理之后呢, 那这个保险公司就派了一群清理的人,
so the home insurance sent a group of cleaners,
把我们家放了15个电扇,
and put up 15 fans in our house,
同时吹,
as blowing air at the same time.
现在我这里还很安静, 在那边, 在15个电扇在吹,
In my room here is very quiet, but there are 15 fans blowing in the kitchen area.
如果你在这个15的电扇的吹的中间待一个小时的话,
if you stand among these 15 fans for an hour,
你整个脑袋, 我们中文讲, 一个脑袋像两个脑袋那么大,
your brain is going to explode into two.
Yeah, 所以这个世界就是这样子,
so this is the world.
如果你去思想这世界上所有复杂、错综复杂的事情，
So if you are thinking about all these complicated things,
你逃都逃不掉。
You cannot evade from it.
你躲也躲不掉。
You cannot escape from it.
你想也想不清楚。
You cannot think it clear either.
但是主里面这里有应许。
But Lord has this promise to us.
主给我们预备一个他所我们当站的地位。
Lord gave us a position that we should stand on.
就是我们站在主耶稣完全得胜的真理和实际上来打那美好的仗。
That we stand firm on his overcoming sight.
我在这边写的就是站在主耶稣基督完全得胜的真理和实际上打美好的仗。
Standing on truth and reality of Lord Jesus overcoming me, overcome power, and fights the good fight.
第一个我们有可战之地。
First is there is a place for us to stand.
第二个我们有可做之事。
Second is there is something for us to do.
我们下面这耶稣讲了一句话。
And Jesus said this.
他说我将这事告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安。你们在这世上有苦难但你们可以放心我已经胜了世界。
Jesus said, These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world.
我问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
我胜了世界是在耶稣基督受死、钉十字架、复活之后还是之前？
This sentence that Jesus said, I have overcome the world, does this happen before Lord crucified or after?
之后还是之前？
Is it before or after he was crucified?
如果你不去仔细思想的话，第一个反应你说，当然是耶稣基督钉十字架复活了之后，他就胜过世界了嘛。
Sometimes, if you are not too familiar, you might just say, "Oh, of course, this was said after he was crucified and arised."
你说的没错。
It could be right.
那有很多我们在祷告聚会或者擘饼的时候，我们也这样祷告。
We pray in these sentences a lot of time too.
但是耶稣这里讲得很清楚。
But Jesus said it here very clear.
这是他钉十字架之前。
It was said before he was crucified.
我已经胜了世界。
I already overcome the world.
我们再想一下，耶稣什么时候在世界面前失败过？
And let us think, when was Jesus, when did he fail before the world?
他在文士法利赛面前有没有失败过？
Has he ever failed before the Pharisees?
在魔鬼撒旦诱惑之前有没有失败过？
Has he ever failed before the temptation from the Satan?
在各样的疾病和一些死亡面前，他有没有失败过？
Has he ever failed healing the sick and deaf?
他从来没有失败过。
He was never failed.
他说我已经胜了世界。
He said I have overcome the world.
是他从来就是胜过世界。
Because he has always overcome the world.
而且我们可以反过来说，这个世界从来不可能胜过耶稣的。
Or in another word, we can say the world can never overcome Jesus.
他把这个放在我们里面，是我们所站的地位。
He put this in us so that we can stand firm in this position.
是让我们知道，将这些告诉我们。
This is to tell us.
让我里面明白。
So that we understand in us.
明白，虽然在世上有苦难。
Understand that there is tribulation on world.
但是。他已经胜过了，所以在他里面有真正的平安。
But he has overcome, and therefore in him there is the true peace.
所以你可以放心。
So that you can take heart.
放心就是不要愁。
Take heart means don't worry.
今天早晨，我说我跟思琳说，我要讲到。
This morning I told my wife that I'm going to share the preaching.
Yeah.这电扇实在太吵。
And these fans are very noisy.
我把它关了。
I want to turn it off.
思琳回答的很简单。
And my wife answered very simple.
你不要讲这个道吗？
Isn't you are going to share this message today?
你让它吹，你来胜过这个。
Let the fan blows, but you need to overcome it.
我感谢主给我恩典，我本来头很痛，现在还没有痛。
Thanks the Lord, I had headache from the fan, but now my headache is gone.
我们可以胜过的。
We can overcome.
那这个我们再看一下，这个得胜或者胜过是什么意思？
And let's further understand what is the overcome and prevail means.
这个可以，刚刚弟兄不，姊妹已经翻译过，就是可以说得胜，也可以说胜过。
Is overcome, or it also means prevail.
那这里面有两个，一个刚刚耶稣讲的那句话，在约翰福音讲的那句话，他说是 Victoria，是基督的得胜。
The victorious of the Christ. This was mentioned by the Lord in the book of John.
那我们可以去支取的是什么呢？
And what can we receive from it?
就是基督的得胜。
That is the victory of Jesus.
我们站立的地位是什么呢？
What is the position we are standing on?
就是基督的得胜。
That is the victory of Jesus.
我们经历的是什么呢？
What are we experiencing?
就是基督耶稣代下的得胜。
That is the victory that brought from Jesus Christ.
对的，所以刚刚。如果弟兄姊妹祷告，耶稣基督从死里复活，代下胜过这死亡，是完全没有错。
So we were saying that the victory of Jesus was brought from his crucifixion. This
我
is
们在祷告那个时候，我们可以经历到可以得着的基督代下的得胜。
In our prayer, this is what we brought, Jesus brought in to us.
只有他从死里复活升天，把圣灵浇灌下来。让所有的基督徒、所有的信主的人都可以经历他所说的那个平安。
Only when he died and resurrected from death and poured down his Holy Spirit so that we can all experience it.
所以，我们再说一遍，基督的得胜是一直的得胜，永远的得胜。
That the victoria of Jesus Christ is eternal.
基督代下的得胜是我们经历主，让他圣灵。带在我们中间的得胜，
And the victory brought from Jesus is something that can be brought among us,
是我们需要经历、需要得着的。
that we need to experience and obtain.
第二个这个得胜的词有两个时态，
And there are two other tenses in this world, in
一个
this in this way.
是已经得胜，
One is already overcome, have overcome.
另外一个呢，就是说。并且正在得胜，
And the other one is being overcome, continuous tense.
不是 be to overcome，就是下一个难题他也会得胜。
So it's referred to the next question, next problem will be overcome.
对，就是说，我想大家想一下，什么是现在？什么是现在？
So if you are thinking about the present tense,
对，不是 present，就是这个词，现在 now。
think about the term now.
如果我们经常一个错觉就是现在，
We always think of now.
实际我们说现在的时候已经过去了，
But by the time we say now, already passed.
所以你永远抓不住这个现在。
So you could never grab now.
你可以经历过去，
You can experience the past.
你可以经历将来。
You can experience the future.
但是这个现在好像你永远抓不住，
But now can never be grabbed.
所以什么是真正的现在呢？
So what is the true now?
真正的现在就是即将发生的将来。
Is actually what is going to happen.
Right, immediate future 就是即将发生的将来就是现在。
We can also think of it as immediate future as present.
所以这里的得胜是这个得胜词用怎么用在这我们的经历里面？
So how do we use this overcome in our life experience?
耶稣已经得胜是个事实，
Jesus already overcome is a fact.
在下一个难题的里面，在下一个经历里面，基督还要得胜。
And in the next tribulation, next difficulties, Jesus continued to overcome.
这个词没有。不是一个将来，不是说 welcome overcome，不是一个将来会得胜。
It's not something we'll overcome.
但是将来的得胜是必然的，
But this overcome in the future is for sure.
因为从前已经得胜了。
Because it, he has overcome in the past.
就马上的将来他还要得胜.
In the immediate future, he's going to overcome.
所以我们现在每个经历的马上将来都在耶稣基督的得胜里面.
So what we are experiencing in our immediate future is all within his victory.
所以将来的得胜虽然很远，但是是注定的.
Even though it might be in the future far away from us, but it certainly will overcome.
什么是世界?
What is world?
世界是一个肥胖的王.
And this world is a fat king.
我再用一个旧约的一个例子.
I'm using another example from the Old Testament.
于是以色列人服侍摩亚王基伦十八年.
The son of Israel served Eglon, the son of Moab, 18 years.
以色列人呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就为他们兴起一位拯救者，是便雅悯基拉的儿子以户。
But when the son of Israel cried to the Lord, and the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite.
之后就兴起了一些以户什么？以户就是杀了把这个基伦杀掉了。
What did Ehud do? He killed Eglon, the king of Moab.
这个基伦是一个十分十分肥胖的王。
Eglon is a fat king.
因为他很胖，所以他很怕热。
Because he's fat, he's afraid of heat.
他就坐在一个冷气房里面。
He was sitting in a cool room.
那时候当以户杀掉他的时候，他的左手持刀，一刀插到他的身体的里面。
When Ehud killed Eglon, the sword strike into the body of Eglon.
因为他太胖了，他的肥肉把所有的刀甚至刀柄都吸进去，他刀拔不出来的。
Because Eglon was so fat that the whole sword went into his body.
你知道这个刀插进里面，虽然插到心脏里面，虽然死了，但是因为刀被他的肉夹住，他血流不出来。
And because even though the sword is inside his body, but because of the fat surrounded the sword, blood didn't come out.
因为他那么胖，他坐下来跟躺下来可能没有太大的分别。
And because of his body size, it might not look any difference between him sitting or lying down.
但是他已经死了。
But he was dead.
摩亚人不知道他死了。
People of Moab did not know he is dead.
以色列人也不知道他死了。
And Israelite did not know he was dead.
只有耶户知道他死了。
Only Ehud knows that he was killed.
耶户就跑到了，我接着读，到了以法莲山吹角。 以色列人随他下了山，这他在前面引路，这样摩亚人就被以色列人制服了，国中太平80年。So
Ehud blew the trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the sons of the Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he was in front of them. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land was undisturbed for 80 years.
这个肥胖的王就是。 这个世界的代表.
So this fat king represents the world.
在这里同样的有一个问题.
And there is this question, same question.
就是以色列人到了牛奶鱼蜜之地，还做奴隶.
That the Israelite is still slave in the land of land flowing with honey and milk.
他们没有办法把当地的居民完全赶掉.
They couldn't get rid of the local people.
那这当地的居民就变成他肋边的刺.
And the local residents become the thorn to their country.
那他们现在在摩亚王的统治之下.
Under the king of Moab.
18年的时间.
For 18 years.
那这时候以户是兴起的拯救者.
And Ehud is the deliverer raised up by the Lord.
这个以户就是我们主耶稣基督的代表.
And Ehud represented Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在钉十字架已经胜过了这个世界.
When our Lord Jesus was crucified, he overcame the world.
就像这个摩亚王一样.
Just like this king of Moab.
他看起来还是那么胖，还是那么壮。
He looks strong and big.
但是他已经是一个驾崩的王。
But he is already killed.
他是已经作废的王。
He was already
void.
Voided.
Yeah. 所以这个驾崩的王，作废的王就不再是王。
So this voided king is no longer king.
所以我们以色列人跟随以后就制服了摩亚。
So Israelites under the guidance of Ehud had subdued the Moab people.
那我们在教会我们的基督的儿女。
As the children of God.
我们也应该随着耶稣基督。
We should follow Christ Jesus.
胜过这个世界。
To overcome this world.
在我们生活大大小小的事情上能够得胜。
Overcome our daily life, no matter big or small event.
也清除。这里面摩亚人的所有的爪牙兵丁
，and to clear up all the army from Moab，
也在我们生活中清除许多世界里面的这项的敌人在我们的里面
，and clear out all the enemies from the world，
让我们靠着主可以得胜
，that we can depend on the Lord to overcome，
因为他已经得胜了。
Because our Lord has overcome.
世界的王就像这个摩亚王那么胖那么大。
The world of the king of the world is like this king of Moab, big and fat.
这个世界就像我们家的15个风扇在一同的吹我们。
And this world is like the 15 fans blowing in my house right now.
主已经得胜。
But our Lord has overcome.
这个世界的王当他得胜的时候，那个世界王已经死了。
And when our Lord overcome, this king of world died.
在这样的情况下，我们教会里面需要一群看门的人。
So in this situation, in church, we need a group of brothers and sisters as watcher,
doorkeeper. 因为这个世界各样的风俗在不断的侵蚀，它不会停的。
Because there are so many customs in the world that continue to corrupt the church.
如果我们没有守门的人，
If we don't have a doorkeeper,
总有一天这个世界会侵到你，侵到我。
This world eventually will enter into church.
总有一天这个世界会侵到这个教会。
Eventually the world will enter into church.
总有一天这个世界会侵蚀到你的孩子们。
Eventually the world will enter into your children.
总有一天你会被这个世界奴隶。
Eventually, you will be kept captive by the world.
所以，这个对守门人的呼召，是神在末世中对我们的呼召。
So calling for doorkeepers is the calling of the Lord in this end of world.
启示录这段圣经
，Book of Revelation，
也是伯弟兄在年初的时候传讲的这段。经文
It was shared by Brother Board in the beginning of this year.
我知道你的行为，你是也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
I know your deed that you are neither cold or hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither not cold or hot, I will spit you out of my mouth.
我们用什么来形容这个时代呢
？So how should we describe this world？
我们如何用什么来形容这个时代的教会呢
？How should we describe the church in this world？
我们如何来形容有时候我们自己的光景
？How do we describe our conditions？
主说：“我知道你的行为。
”And the Lord says, "I know your deed."
你是，也不冷。
You are neither cold.
就是主知道我们所为。
So Lord know who we are.
Know
what we did.
也知道我们所是。
And know who we are.
因为我们的所是，我们的光景，我们必这样的行为。
Because who we are in our condition, then we do this deed.
因为我们这样的行为，就表现出我们现在的光景。
Because of our deed, then it shows our condition.
这个世界，这个 老底嘉教会就是在世界中被世界侵蚀的一个教会。
Laodicea is a church that is invaded by the world at that time.
他们虽然在外面看起来很丰富，
Even though it looks very abundant,
很什么都有，
they have everything.
但是在主的眼中，他们是贫穷的、瞎眼的、可怜的。
But in the eye of the Lord, they are poor and they are pity.
他们里面那个骄傲，
the pride in them,
让主要把它吐出去。
That the Lord want to spit them out.
但是在这样的光景里面，主耶稣呼叫他的得胜者。
But in these conditions, the Lord call his victories,
overcomers,
call out his overcomers,
or who to be overcome.
Call out who to be overcome.
Sorry, call who is to overcome. 那些要得胜的，愿意得胜的。
Those who is to overcome and willing to overcome.
这一群的得胜者在这样的混杂的光景里面，他们是守门的人。
These overcomers, they are the doorkeeper in such a attack, under attack.
他们第一个，守门的人 ，doorkeepers。
The doorkeepers, they are the first one.
当第一个，他们就听到主的声音。
First, they have to hear the voice of the Lord.
知道主就在门外叩门。
Knowing that the Lord is knocking on the door.
他们为主开门。
And they opened the door for the Lord.
主说，我都进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Lord said, I'll come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
你知道吗？这句话有的时候我们常常忽略。
A lot of time we neglected this word, this sentence.
为什么忽略呢
？Why do we overlook it?
因为下一句话更荣耀。
Because the next sentence is more glorious.
我没写出来，下一句话就是这些人要坐到神的宝座上，跟主同坐宝座。
Because this group of people is going to sit on the throne with the Lord.
因为那个光太大了。
And there was such a great bright light.
我们常常把我们这个必经之路这个奖赏给忽略了。
That we neglected the pathway that we have to walk through.
我们都知道主马上来了。
We all know that the Lord is going to return.
我们也知道主来的时候，他是带着他的众天使来到这个世
上。We know that when the Lord returns, he's going to come with his group of angels.
在马太福音的24章，在马可福音的13章，在路加福音的12章，同样讲到主再来的时候。各样的情景。
So there are a few scriptures in the Bible mentioned about the scene for the Lord to return.
我再读一遍，希望大家能够回去读。
I wish everyone can return and to study these verses.
因为我们在读启示录的时候，这几章圣经是很重要的。
As we are reading the book of Revelation, these books are very important.
马可十三。
Mark chapter 13,
路加十二，
Matthew, book of Luke, chapter 12,
马太24、25,
book of Matthew, chapter 24 and 25.
希望大家回去多读。
Hope that you can read about these.
这里在讲耶稣再来的时候的情况。
It illustrates Lord Jesus' second coming.
我们常常就是注重的他来的时候像贼一样。
We always emphasize when his return is like a thief.
他来的时候，全世界都知道。
When he returned, the whole world know.
那些在世上的人。
Those who are still in the world.
那个在主的再来不清楚的人。
And even to those who are not clear about the second coming of Lord.
那些拒绝主不要主的人。
Those who rejected the Lord.
主来了就像贼一样。
When Lord come, he come as a thief.
而且他是破门而入。
And he broke the door to come in.
在这个世界还完全没有预备好的时候，他就进去了。
When the world is not ready, he broke in.
当这个世界都在吃喝嫁娶的时候，他的审判就来了。
When the world continued to eat, drink, and get married, and his judgment comes suddenly.
我们信主的人要欢喜。
The one who believes should rejoice.
但是更多的人要站倒、扑倒、跌倒。
But more people will be trembled, tumble, and stumble.
对，那在这就是他主再来的一部分的光景。
This is part of the condition as our Lord's second coming.
但是主在这里面，他又用一个再来的另外一个图像。
But Lord show us a different picture.
就是这个主人要回到仆人那里去。
That the master is going to the servant.
这个新郎要到新妇那里去。
It's like a groom going to his bride.
虽然这个时候只有父知道。
And only the hours, only the father know.
甚至只说耶稣说我也不知道。
Even the son said, I don't know.
但是耶稣说不是说你们也不应该知道。
But the Lord did not say that you should not know about the time.
我再说一下，虽然说只有父知道，子也不知道，但是耶稣从来没说你们做仆人的你们不应该知道，因为我不知道。
So let me repeat, the time is known by the Father, the Son doesn't know, but the Son never said that we should not know about the time because he doesn't know.
如果他仆人知道，
if the servants know, it might not please the Father.
主如何知道他什么时候来？
The Master knows when he's coming.
主耶稣知道这个，他做神的儿子知道他什么时候来。
Son of God knows when he's coming.
他怎么知道？
How did he know?
就是他随时都准备回来。
That is, he is getting ready to return any moment.
那我们做仆人的如何知道主什么时候回来？
As his servant, how do we know when he's returning?
就是做这个守门的人。
That is just like a doorkeeper.
随时迎接他回来。
Getting ready to welcome him any moment.
这句话他说 主说我要跟他一同坐席。
The Lord says here that I'll dine with him.
这个席怎么做？
How does he dine with him?
这个 sitting arrangement 是什么？
And what is the sitting arrangement here?
我能够想象到读这段圣经的时候啊，当然主耶稣坐在中间，我们众儿女围着他们。
As I was reading this verse, I was thinking Jesus sit in the middle and all of us surrounded him.
就像那个十二这个最后晚餐的那个画一样。
Like the last supper picture that the disciples surround Jesus.
哇，主耶稣举起他的金杯。
And Jesus raised up his golden cup.
我们也拿起我们的小杯。
And we all raised up our small cup.
跟主这是十分的欢乐。
And we have joyful meal with him.
我们读这段圣经。
As we read this verse,
耶稣就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿了一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就给门徒洗脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Jesus got up from supper and laid aside his garment, and taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded.
这是在主耶稣离世之前他所做的事情。
This was done by Jesus before he was crucified.
他把自己降卑，完全变成一个奴隶的样子。
He humbled himself to be a servant.
为他的门徒洗脚。
He washed disciples' feet.
从那里开始，他们吃了这顿饭之后，他就离开了。
From that on, after the supper, the disciples left.
从这个家里面，这个房子里面离开。
They left this house.
去了橄榄山。
They went to the Mount Olive.
去了克西马尼园。
They went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
去了各样的被审判。
They went to different type of judgments.
最后钉在十字架上。
And then went up to the cross to be crucified.
他回来的时候，我们知道他怎么去，他要怎么回来。
We know that as how he left, he will return in the same way.
最后，他死而复活之后，在四十天之久，他驾云升到天上。
As he revived from death, he was 40 days as man with the disciples and then raised into the cloud.
在启示录里说的，看呐，他驾云降临。
And in the book of Revelation, it mentioned that look how he rise up to the cloud.
这个世上人都要看到他，那些被扎他的人也要看见他。
Everyone is going to see him, even the one who killed him.
那就是主耶稣那个荣耀的再来。
And that is his glorious return.
那也讲过他要带，他要再回到橄榄山那里去。
That he is going to return to the Mount Olive.
但是我们要注意这一点，
Let's pay attention.
就像前面这个。老底嘉那里教会所讲的一样，
Just like in earlier, we mentioned about the church in Laodicea.
除了主来到这个世上之后，
Beside when Lord returned to the world,
这不是他的终点，
this is not his emphasis.
而是不是他的final stop，
this is not his final stop.
而是他的要经过的 一
But
条路。
it's only a passage for him.
主耶稣为什么在门外敲门？
Why is the Lord knocking outside the
因为
door?
他要回家，
Because he wants to return home.
回家见他的仆人才叫敲门。
He returned home to see his servant, so he knocked on the door.
他怎么离开家的？
How did he leave the home?
他给门徒洗完脚之后，设立了饼杯之后，他离开了家。
After he set the cup and bread and washed disciples' feet, he left the home.
主人来了，看他的仆人警醒，仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主必叫他们坐席，自己束上带，近前伺候他们。
Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them.
这样的奖赏，这样的福，
This type of reward blessings.
你在不在乎？
Do you care about it?
这个主来了，不是像我说的，他坐在中间拿个杯，我们拿小杯跟他一起吃喝。
When he returned, it's not the scene that I just mentioned that he sits in the middle and we are surrounding him and we all hold up our cups.
像主前面所说的，我跟他坐席，他要跟我坐席，我进到他们的里面。
And just as we said that he will have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them.
你把这段两段再连起来。
And if you connect these two scenes.
原来这群为主开门的人。
Those doorkeepers for the Lord.
他们坐在席上。
They are sitting on this feast.
主耶稣在服侍他们。
And the Lord is serving them.
这群仆人变成主人，主人变成了仆人。
These servants become the master and the master become servant.
所以主耶稣他在世的时候和再回来的时候，他在神面前的位置是一致的。
As Our Jesus Lord return, he has the same status as when he was in front of God.
他如何离开，他也如何回来。
He will return the same way as he left.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我说我们要做神的奴仆。
Today I call everyone to be the servant of God.
是不是一个羞辱我们的事情？
Is it humiliating us?
是不是一个荣耀的事情
？Or a glorious thing to us？
如果是主去之前他是这样做的
，If the Lord did this before he left，
他主回来还是这样子
，And when he returned he would do the same。
我们应当的态度是怎么样
？Then what should be our attitude？
对不起，我时间有点超时，我现在我快快讲一下，把最后一个讲一下。
Sorry, I'm going to speed up a little bit because of the time.
第一个，我们要向谁求？我们做一个代祷者。
First, to whom we shall ask as an intercessor.
今天，最近我们在查启示录。
Recently, we are studying the book of Revelation.
那我把启示录第一章里面 这三节讲一下，四节讲一下，读一下。
So I want to share with you four verses from the chapter 1 of Book of Revelation.
那今在昔在以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵。
From him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seventh spirit.
主说我是阿拉法，我是Omega， 是今在昔在以后永在的全能者。
I'm the Alpha and the Omega, said the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
不要惧怕，我是首先的，是末后的，是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直到永永远远，并拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Do not be afraid, I'm the first and the last, the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and hate.
我考一下大家，希望大家，有听我刚刚读的。
Let me give you a test as you listen to me reading these verses.
刚刚我读的中文跟圣经上这里写的有什么区别？
Is there any difference between what I just read and what was written in the Bible?
我告诉你哪里，就是一个顺序上的区别。
I'll tell you that is the difference in order.
在这里中文的翻译是昔在、今在、以后永在的神。
In Chinese is in the past, now, and future.
Yeah, who was, who is to come, right? 但是在原文或者很多英文的翻译是今在、昔在、以后永在的神。
But in English is who is, who was, and who is to come.
因为我们中国人的大概数学比较好。
Maybe because of the Chinese mathematic mind.
所以这个顺序讲得很顺。
So we put things in order.
昔在、今在、以后。
Who was, who is, and who is to come.
但是这里面这三节最重要的一点，耶稣向约翰显现的时候。
As Jesus appeared to John.
他说 who is.
He said, who is?
开始说,今在,昔在,以后永在。
Who is, who was, and who is to come?
今在,昔在,以后永在。
So is, was, to come.
所以耶稣基督是活的,是个活着的主。
So Jesus is alive, he is a living God.
虽然他曾经死过,
Even though he was dead.
他也以后还会再来。
But he will come.
但是最重要的，耶稣活着。But
the most important thing is Jesus is alive.
所以我们所有做祷告的人，我们向谁祷告？
So who are we praying to?
向这位活着的主祷告。
Praying to this living God.
不是从前他死过的主。
Not the God who had died.
也不只是他以后还要再来的主。
Not only the God who is to come.
最重要的。 是他这位活着的主。
The most important thing is he is the living God right now.
他就是我们生活一切的实际。
He is the practical thing to us in our life.
另外一个祷告者我们需要注重的事情。
And another thing we should pay attention to in our prayer.
我们不应该注重果效。
We should not pay attention to the result.
或者是 outcome。
Or pay attention only to the outcome.
我们应该注重得胜，就是overcome.
We should pay attention to overcome.
这个outcome跟overcome很大的区别。
There is a big difference between outcome and overcome.
如果你只重视outcome, 只重视果效的时候，你可能都不会祷告，也不敢祷告。
If you only pay attention to outcome, you might not be willing to pray or afraid to pray.
但是你要注重得胜的时候，你发觉你是一个大胆的向这位得胜的主面前求。But
if you are emphasizing on overcome, then you will be bold to pray to this overcoming God.
这就是我们代祷者，这就是每个仆人，这就是每个守门的人应该注重。This
is what interceders, intercessors, doorkeeper, servants should pay attention to.
我就不讲那么多，我就是讲两点，我想我们需要也常常忽视的祷告的事项。So
I'm going to bring out two important points in our prayers.
第一个祷告就是为你的儿女的朋友祷告。First
is to pray for your children and their friends.
你知不知道你的儿女的朋友是谁？
Do you know who are your children's friends?
你的儿女的朋友的叫什么名字？
Your children's friend's name,
特别是那些还没有信主的那群的。
especially those who have not believed in the Lord.
为什么这个很重要？
Why is this important?
因为现在这样这个疫情的阶段。
Because during this pandemic time,
你的儿女们是在家里坐不住的。
They are, it's hard for them to sit at home.
但是他们也不能在外面跟很多人玩。
But they cannot be in crowd with of friends.
他们只是跟他最相信的最好的那些朋友。
So they are only close to their best friends.
他们是谁？
Who are these friends?
他们有没有得救？
Are they saved?
你的儿女们有没有心让他们信主？
Do your children have the heart to have them believe in the Lord too?
我们每一个人都需要有这样的祷告。
Every one of us need this type of prayer.
特别是在我们这里面有七位要上大学。
And especially we have seven youth going to college this year.
他们有旧的朋友要交新的朋友。
They have old friends and they are going to meet new friends.
为第二个就是为这个世代祷告。
And the second prayer is to pray for the present time.
现在美国整个的环境，整个世界的环境。
The situation in America in the world.
如果神任凭它堕落下去的话，
If the Lord allow it to continue to corrupt,
就像一个车把闸打开，住电它要滑往坡下滑。
Just like you put your gear on the car and let it slide on the slope.
有一天它要撞毁了。
One day it's going to crash.
那在这个里面。为了他见证的缘故，教会需要为这个世代祷告。
For the purpose of his testimony, the church need to pray for the time.
你可以把经文记一下，我就不分享在这里。
You can write down the verses, and I'm not going to share.
当主耶稣他被卖的时候，他也为这个世代祷告。
When the Lord was being betrayed, he also prayed for the time.
就像这个以利沙开他仆人眼睛。他说我在我背后有这么多的天使比这些人还多一样，主耶稣也同样让告诉彼得，我在后面有十二灵的天使，但是如果我这样叫的话，神的话怎么能够应验呢？
Just like Elisha having the army of the angels behind him, the Lord Jesus said, do you think that I cannot appear to my father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
所以为主的国度的缘故，为他的话应验的缘故，为他的再来成就的缘故，我们需要为这个世界祷告。
For the kingdom of God, that we should pray for this world.
这个世界是可怕的。
It's frightening from this world.
在这里面，希律和比拉多是有仇的。
Herod and Pilate, they hate each other.
但是因为他们敌对耶稣基督，他们就成了朋友。
But because they are enemy of Jesus, so they became friends.
所以我们基督徒们要警醒。
So Christians has to be alert.
在世上有很多敌对的势力。
There are a lot of opposing power.
我们可能比较喜欢希律一点，我们可能比较喜欢比拉多一点。
We might like Herod a little bit or Pilate a little bit more.
或者我们说他们两个谁比较坏。
So then who is the lesser of the evil?
但是当在主面前的时候，对于真理的时候，他们这本来有仇的就成为了朋友。
But in front of truth, in front of Jesus, they became friends.
所以我们说我们不能够以世界为友，就是这个。
So then we say that we cannot be friends with the world is because of this example.
主允许这件事情发生。
Lord allows this happen.
是为了他起初教会的成立。
Is for the purpose of building up church.
圣灵在耶路撒冷的工作。
And the Holy Spirit work in Jerusalem.
圣灵也预备在这第一批门徒们所受的逼迫。
And Holy Spirit prepared the first group of disciples being persecuted.
让他的国度可以传到各地。
So that the kingdom of God can be spread to different countries.
来预备的。
This is all prepared for that purpose.
就是甚至希律跟比拉德他们之间的关系。
And even the relationship between Herod and Pilate was prepared for this purpose.
这个世代在各样的方法在发展。
There are so many developments in the world.
敌基督慢慢的要显出来。
The Antichrist is going to show.
教会需要有一批愿意做仆人的。
We need a group of brothers and sisters in church willing to be servants,
愿意做守门人的，
willing to be the doorkeepers,
愿意警醒的，
willing to be alert,
愿意代祷的。
willing to be the intercessors.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们祷告。
Let's have prayer.
亲爱的主，我们来到主你自己的面前。
Dear Lord, we come before you.
我们把这些残缺的话摆到你的手中。
We put these imperfect words in your hand.
主，求你唤醒你的儿女们。
Please wake the children up.
让我们愿意做那守门的人。
So that we are willing to be the doorkeepers.
愿意谦卑在主你自己的面前。
Willing to humble ourselves in front of you.
愿意站在你得胜并永远得胜的地位上。
Willing to stand on the position of your eternal victory.
愿意这是靠着你能够得胜。
Willing to depend on you to overcome.
愿意靠着你抵挡世界和魔鬼撒旦对我们一切的侵蚀。
Willing to depend on you to defend ourselves from the world corruptions.
你是那好牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
只是我们把全羊全群都交在你的手中。
We put our flock into your hand.
愿你的杖、你的竿都来安慰我们。
May your rod and your staff comfort us.
引领我们。
Guide us.
让你的儿女们在敌人面前能够摆设宴席。
So that your children can set a table in front of enemy.
让你的名得到高举。
May your name be exalted.
让你的旨意在现今这个世代中，这是成全在你的儿女的当中。
May your will be done in this world among your children.
Amen.
Amen.